Now, next up, our viewers about to witness the most sexually explicit show ever on British TV. The costume drama Versailles, produced by Canal Plus, has been slammed for its nudity and graphic sex scenes before it's even been broadcast. It's already been aired in France. It's said to feature gay sex, a cross-dressing prince, a queen with a penchant for dwarfs and graphic violence. The Conservative MP, Andrew Bridgen, has accused the BBC of dumbing down and seeking more sensationalised programming. Do you think the BBC is right to broadcast this? Well, the commentators Angela Epstein and Lembit Opbeuk are with us this morning. Good morning to you, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lembit.
Good morning, sir.
What do you think, Angela?
Well, first of all, my eyes were watering what the fact is costing £2.1 million an episode, which is more than twice the average cost of an episode of Downton Abbey. And look how much joy that brought to the nation. And that was not so much, there's more of an indelicate ankle being flashed on the screen. I think this is, I'm sort of almost slightly bored by this, because how far do we have to push the cliched envelope in order to make people want to watch the telly? I mean, there has been some suggestion, because it's a lavish costume drama, that somehow makes it culture and art. But this is going to be showcasing explicit scenes of sex and violence in really the kind of...
The post-watershed, you would presume.
Post-watershed, yes. But the BBC is a public service broadcaster, as you know yourself, being on the payroll, as am I sometimes. And, you know, the shareholders are the members of the public. And how far do gratuitous scenes of sex and violence have to go? I mean, are we constantly lowering the bar just to keep the viewers interested? I just think this is a step way too far. And you know, people always say...
What's wrong with a bit of nudity on television? What's wrong with sex on TV?
There's nothing wrong with sex on TV. There's nothing wrong with nudity on TV. You know, there are women who are gagging for Poldark's return so that he gets his shirt off and gets that scythe out back in the fields, etc. That taps into the whole Diet Coke culture, where women used to ogle at the window cleaner when he had his tin of fizzy drink at lunchtime. For all the reasons that you've just said in your introduction, seems to take gratuitous sex and violence to an unprecedented degree of explicit kind of activity on the small screen.
And you know what might happen, Lembit Opbeuk, when people hear it's explicit, they might just be tuning in.
They might be tuning in. Angela puts the censorship case very effectively, and I simply don't agree with it. At the end of the day, one of the great things about the BBC is it doesn't have to make a profit. It is duty-bound to create public service broadcasting which adds things which may not otherwise occur. Now, the fact we're discussing this, and I would point out, I'm pretty sure Angela hasn't seen the programme. I certainly haven't. What this points out is that the BBC is pushing the envelope. That's what the BBC is there to do sometimes. Now, I haven't seen the programme, as I say, but I am not going to agree with Angela when she says that lots of people are gagging to see Poldark get his shirt off. I could find that offensive. This is the problem with censorship. Offensive is an entirely subjective judgment. And as far as I'm concerned, the producers have been brave and bold because they've done something which hasn't been done before. And until we see the programme, of course, we can't see exactly how it's been treated. But I am very, very interested by the fact that the BBC has decided to venture in a direction after the watershed, as you rightly pointed out, to look at issues which we can either pretend are not there, or we can accept are part of society, and the BBC would be churlish, actually churlish, to not face them eventually. It's the 21st century, Angela. It's right for the BBC to recognise that.
Go on, Angela.
I'm a bit confused why the serious issue of a queen with a penchant for dwarves is something that we have to be able to digest with our post-watershed telly. I mean, is that sort of one of the pressing issues du jour that we all need to be able to discuss via a television drama? I mean, this will be... Let's be clear. You know, this is not about censorship. This is and the BBC has made some absolutely remarkable and groundbreaking pieces of television. I would never want to manacle the corporation in that respect. However, And you're absolutely right. We haven't seen this yet. We're sort of this is trial by morality before we've actually seen it. But let's just go with the idea that this will contain some of the most graphic sex scenes ever witnessed on British television. Do we really, really want our society to go this way? Do we really, really want to say that because we use the one-size-fits-all argument of censorship and freedom of expression, that means that absolutely anything is quite literally, in this case, up for grabs?
I just about agree with that last point. You're making my case for me. And by the way, Angela, there's a very simple way to not be offended by this.
Which
don't watch
don't
it. You are not obliged to watch the programme. I'm very interested in motorcycling. You probably don't find motorcycling very interesting. You don't have to watch it.
So I may not
be very interested in this subject. You might be fascinated by it. Then I won't watch it, and you will. That's how freedom works.
Yeah, but you could say, hold on a minute, Len, but you could say that about hardcore porn, couldn't you? And we're not suggesting putting that on the BBC. So just that kind of base argument of if you don't like it, don't watch it, switch it off. The BBC as a public service broadcaster has got to have certain red lines. Now, is graphic sex beyond what people expect from the BBC is the question.
That's a really good point. I'm actually genuinely interested to know what Angela thinks about this. The reason pornography would not be a legitimate endeavour for the BBC is because it's ultimately A, commercial, and B, potentially exploitative. I don't believe that any of the people involved in this programme are likely to have been exploited in performing in this show. And so in that sense, there's a qualitative difference there. But the second thing is a bigger point. Would pornography create a programme like this? Probably not, because I'm absolutely sure, not having seen it, and I'm sure Angela will agree nevertheless, I'm absolutely sure it won't just be about the graphic sex scenes. There'll be a different kind of narrative. You know what we're really discussing here? We're discussing what public service broadcasting is about. And that in itself is a useful outcome from the fact that the BBC has been brave enough to make the show.
Here's David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm trying to understand precisely what the problem seems to be here, and if it's related to what I think
nudity.
Hold on a second. If it's related towards gay sex, it's a big shock. You know, it's 2016. There is gay people. They do have sex, and let me make it clear: the BBC done a great drama. So they did a couple of months ago on an MI5 agent who was murdered based on a true story, based in London. And there was gay sex in that. And it was one of the best dramas the BBC has ever, in my view, ever put out, because it was excellent. And, you know, give this a chance. If this is the problem because there's gay sex on it, you know, 2016, wise up. People are living in today, not in the 1930s. Come on, wise up. Let's see what it's all about. Let the viewers make a decision, not other people sitting in studios quaggling about why it's good or why it's bad. It's 2016. I want to see it. And I tell you what.
Well, why do you want to see it?
I want to see it because I want to see what all the fuss is about. I want to see what all the fuss is. What is the fuss about this?
But is there any need for graphic sex on television?
Stephen, are you really saying to me that no matter what age, even 14, 15, 16, up to their 70s and 80s, are not doing it? At the end of the day, let's be realistic.
Well,
it's not a shock. The BBC, as I said,
shouldn't be doing it. But anyway, that's a different argument.
Well, at the end of the day, the BBC done a great drama on that, and they done an MI5 agent. Let's see what all the fuss and hustle's about. Really, come on, give it a chance, give it a go.
Do you think we're in an era now where nudity, graphic sex, it should be a free-for-all on television?
I think we're living in a society where if people are saying they are a problem because there's gay sex in it, I think they are living in cuckoo land. They're living in the 1930s. It's 2016. And I'm fed up to the teeth of listening to stories. When it comes to stories on TV or plays on TV, when it comes to gay sex, it's a big shock. Wise up.
Answer?
It's 2016.
Just because it's 2016 and we seem to have evolved into an anything-goes culture, does that mean that our public service broadcaster should abandon any notions of what is correct, what may be for the public benefit, what may be difficult for some people to watch when they are channel surfing and stumble upon highly graphic and explicit scenes on television that they are uncomfortable with watching? I'm not denying that all sorts of things go out there in the modern world. And I also sort of get very concerned with this notion that because it happens, we always have to reflect absolutely everything down to its most graphic and sordid depiction of that. Obviously, this has been a fantastic, fantastic PR coup for the BBC, whether intentional by default or by design, because as the gentleman just said, he wants to watch it to see what all the fuss is about. But when I'm channel surfing in the evening and my 11-year-old, even though it's after the watershed at 9 o'clock, you know, lots of kids go to bed later now, so by using the same rule of thumb, if that's because what lots of kids do now, should we not be playing to that as well? You know, the argument being because it's 2016, lots of people watch porn.
Well, give it.
Well, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if it's at 9 o'clock watershed and parents are saying to kids you can stay up after that period of time, the BBC at least has turned around and said there is a watershed here at 9 o'clock. Surely it's the right to say to parents, there's something coming on TV, I don't want you to see it. Maybe it's at night, you have an early night. At the end of the day, if people are entitled to watch what they want to watch, I want to make a decision. I don't want to listen to what you have to say and make a decision.
I don't think Norman and Bangor is going to agree with you, David. Let's have a listen to
him. Norman never agrees with anything I say anyway.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, the BBC has gone down the same road as Channel 4. So they are. And that's where they're heading.
Do you not want a wee bit of nudity in your life, Norman?
It's not what I want, Stephen. It's what we're feeding into the minds of our children who are sitting up to watch it. They're sitting up to watch Big Brother. And you look what they're saying and it's fed into their minds.
Well, if it's after 9 o'clock, that's a parental decision. That's the watershed. That's parents letting them see it. But for grown adults, Norman, because it's a different discussion if children are saying something. But for grown adults, like, should you be protected, Norman, from nudity? Would it do you any harm?
Stephen, it doesn't surprise me anymore. Moral values in this country has went out the window.
What's wrong? What's wrong, Norman, with sex and nudity on television?
Why do we have to show it on the screen every minute of the day? That's what I'm saying. There's good documentaries I watch. Why can they not be shown by the BBC at 9 o'clock at night instead of showing nudity?
David in Belfast wants a bit of sex on TV, Norman.
He must be
sex starved or something wrong with him.
No, I'm not sex starved. I tell you what's the problem with me, Norman, is I don't want people to have a Bible in one hand and start blathering everybody else with that Bible we have
down
that road. At the end of the day, people want to watch something on TV. The BBC's put a 9 o'clock seven, and the BBC is doing the right thing. I'll be watching it, and millions of other people will probably watch it.
This is nothing to do with the Bible. This is about bringing children up with moral values and respect.
If you have children,
would you let them sit and watch it?
If my child was over 16 years of age and he or she wanted to watch it, that would be a privilege for them. I would not hit them with the Bible, Norman.
That says it all about the limit.
16, Norman, doesn't it? Go and read your Bible, Norman. Go and read your Bible. Bye-bye, Norman. Bye-bye, Norman. Go and read your Bible. Go and read your Bible.
I think he's entitled to his faith without you mocking his Christianity. Norman, thank you, David. Thank you, Limit. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, the 10 o'clock news.